In a 10-to-1 vote, the House Finance Committee voted to restore $1.5 million to public broadcasting across the state. The vast majority of those funds, more than $1.3 million, are directed toward public radio. The sole objection in the committee was made by Representative Tammy Wilson of North Pole. She says she believes public broadcasting is beneficial, but that tough budget times dictate heavy cuts in some areas.
You know, I understand, I heard a lot of the testimony on this, but, you know, it is public radio, and I think at some point we just don't have the money. I mean, we're billions of dollars in deficit, and we just, you know, can't make every program keep going, and some of it has to go back to the community. So, reluctantly, I have to oppose this amendment.
Representative David Guttenberg of Fairbanks said during Tuesday's hearing that communities throughout the state already give a great deal to public broadcasting.
I mean, the communities weigh in with their dollars. The percentage of people that give to public broadcasting makes our little campaign donation coffers pale. They support this. This is something that they believe in. And for years and years and years, they empty their pockets to support public broadcasting.
Representative Bryce Edgman of Dillingham says that public testimony helped emphasize the importance of Alaska's public broadcasting to the legislators.
I can appreciate the need to cut the budget. I think that's what we're largely doing here today is cutting a lot of items out of the operating budget. But I would counter with the importance of public broadcasting, of public radio, public TV. We heard that time and again from virtually every corner of the state.
The reinstating of public broadcasting funds was one of 81 amendments heard on Tuesday. Next, the budget will go to the House floor, then to the Senate Finance Committee. If the current funding levels hold, it represents a cut to public radio of more than 23% from last year. The subcommittee's recommended cut would have been 59%. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.